The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
News from Texas, Kerrville in Texas, just northwest of San Antonio. On Friday morning, heavier than forecast rain drove local river waters as high as 9 meters above their normal levels, which has resulted in mass evacuations, mass rescue missions, and significant death toll. Dozens of people either confirmed or suspected to be dead. With us is Terry Sheridan, who is Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thanks very much for joining us so early your time. Can you walk us through what has brought us to this point?
Well, this all started to happen on Friday morning, in which the forecast first rapidly went downhill, to use a colloquialism here. But the heavy rain, as you said, or has been said, it's like a month's worth of rain just fell in a few minutes. The Guadalupe River overflowed its banks and just swept everything in its path away. It went through Camp Mystic, a Christian girls' camp. Laura Bush, the former First Lady of the United States, was a camp counselor there at one point. That tells you the sort of families that would send their kids to this camp, and it was washed away. Now, 850 people have been rescued. Of the campers, we still have about 27 missing. 15 children have been dead, and the search continues.
And these are small children. These are kids under 10 years of age, many of them.
Many of them under 10 years of age, preteens, I think would be accurate too. There are, one of the victims is 12 years old.
Rescue efforts still ongoing. What's the latest from rescue workers and their expectation in terms of their capacity to rescue more people or to find bodies?
Well, right now they're saying that this is still a rescue operation, that they're still hopeful that they will find people, and they're still hopeful that there might be several miraculous cases, including one of a woman who was washed 20 miles downstream from where she was. She was found clinging to a tree, but she was 20 miles from where she was. Now, the rest of her family, she wasn't in that camp, but she was also camping. The rest of her family is still unaccounted for. But Governor Abbott, it says they are still looking for people.
And the scale of this is hard to underestimate. I mean, a 9 meter swell, that's very nearly the size of a 4-story building. And it seems to have accelerated very, very rapidly.
That's correct. I mean, the way it's been described is if you took a sponge, you put a sponge in the Gulf of Mexico, you took it out over the area, over Kerr County, and then just squeezed it until all the water came out, and came out very fast. They said, the meteorologists say there was a variety of reasons why it all happened so quickly, including, you know, the amount of relative humidity, the way the winds were blowing, etc. But no, it was an astronomical amount of rainfall in a very, very short period of time, and also in the middle of the night. So people who were being told to evacuate, or people who realized that the water was coming up fast, were doing all of this in the dark.
Now, normally in instances like this, the initial response is the responsibility of both local county officials and then state officials, but then the Federal Emergency Management Agency kicks in and throws federal resources behind the problem. Has that happened?
President Trump says he will honor Governor Abbott's declaration of an emergency. Now, President Trump has turned away or turned down some other disasters earlier in this year. But you are right. Usually it's the local and then the state that gets involved. Then FEMA comes in and they take over the operation. So far, we think that that's what's going to happen, although FEMA is not really on the ground yet. And then the federal government would also put the money in to reimburse the state and local governments.
And of course, this is all to suggest that it was an acute problem that is now resolved and it's a matter of cleanup. But there are still heavy rains and there's still warnings of more heavy rains to come. So the likelihood of the flooding abating anytime soon is limited.
Correct. And also, too, you know, any defense that you might have had, whether they were dams, whether they were levees, whatever, have been washed away already. So even if the rain is not as bad, heavy rain is forecast for today, for this morning here in the States. But again, any defense that you might have had, trees, bank, riverbanks, dams, levees, you know, they've all been washed away. So the area is extremely vulnerable to whatever happens. And even a small amount of rain could have devastating effects.
Now, as with all things in America at the moment, issues are quick to turn political, and that has happened with this because the organization that is responsible for forecasting in the States is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the organizations targeted by DOGE for significant cuts, and now subject of criticism because the suggestion is that they did not do a good job in forecasting this problem. Is there legitimacy in that allegation?
I can't say that. I mean, also there were cuts to the National Weather Service. We do know that Texas officials saying that they did not get a good forecast, or they did not get a good forecast rapidly enough. Now, the two organizations say, well, this was a fast changing storm and they were working with it as fast as they could, even though on, I think it was Thursday morning, they were predicting light rain and the forecast changed throughout the day. But yes, that's something that's going to be looked at. And yes, that's something that politicians have been pointing at, that the National Weather Service and NOAA did not do a great job, or did not do a good job, or lost their mission, you know, in being able to forecast these things. And they're either blaming the cuts, or, without getting too political, some of the Republicans are blaming the competence of the staffing.
And Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, has said that all resources that are needed are going to be thrown at this. He said any helicopter, plane, boat, whatever is required, he will find a way to provide it.
That's right. Now, again, Texas is one of the wealthiest states. They do have some of the resources they could get going at first. You know, at this point, it's a race against time. As far as rescuing people, finding bodies would be a different thing. But rescuing people, again, there is a window that after a while, you know, survival is not likely.
Terry, thank you very much for that this morning. That's Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News with WSHU Public Radio. And the latest figures are 51 people confirmed dead, 15 of whom are children. And there are 27 young people and children still missing from that mystic camp.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.